WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond.
Through the darkness, a future past, the magician longs to see.
One chance out between two worlds. Fire, walk with me.
There. I am Lightning's Girl, and you're tuned into Cause and Effect, where each week I pick one artist and trace their musical roots, and every now and then I make a slight exception to that rule. And tonight is going to be one of those shows, but first I want to say thank you to Mr. Derek Sunshine for schooling us and all the exciting new releases that have been coming out as of late. I'm really, really excited about the show because I am a huge Twin Peaks fanatic. So I'm not a big Halloween person, and I always dread having to do some sort of seasonal Halloween show. So last year I did John Carpenter, and I swore that after I did that show that I would do the next Halloween show, even though this is a little far away from Halloween, but you know what I mean, on David Lynch. So tonight is all about David Lynch, who is a 65-year-old American television and film director, writer, producer, sound designer. But he is a billion other things. He's a carpenter, a horn player, an Eagle Scout, a transcendental meditation supporter, a painter, photographer, a sculptor. He has a line of organic coffee beans, has done a comic strip, does online weather reporting, and last but not least of which is David Lynch, the musician. You may certainly recognize his name attached to works like Eraserhead, The Elephant Man, Dune, Blue Velvet, Twin Peaks, Lost Highway, Mulholland Drive, the list goes on and on. He's been putting out films forever. But while he has directed these films, he's also meticulous about the sound and the music in his productions. He has a very highly stylized technique that now in sort of pop culture is referred to as Lynchian. And that not only describes a lot of movies, but now music. There are more artists than ever who have grown up watching his cult films and have taken his sort of dreamy, surreal, eerie feel and applied them in a new way. So there's some industrial tones with a strange mix of almost, you know, clean-cut Bobby Sox, innocent 50s pop music. So while he loves exploring the underbelly that from far away looks really pleasant, when you take a closer look, there's always more that meets the eye. There's always a darker side, and what you're going to hear tonight is a little bit of a combination of all of those things. So tonight I'll be celebrating the music he's done with collaborating with others, some of his solo work, so lots of soundtrack scores, and then all of the newer artists who have been deeply inspired by his soundtracks and his style of sound. So without further ado, we have Brian Eno behind me with the Dune soundtrack. It's called Prophecy Theme. And I'm starting the show off with a little mashup I did of the original version of In Heaven, which comes from the Eraserhead soundtrack. And then I've combined it with the Pixies, so you're going to go back between the two versions. Enjoy. Grab your log, a good cup of coffee, a piece of cherry pie, and enjoy my Lynch set.
Thank you.
WRAR would like to thank RVA Magazine for its underwriting support. RVA Magazine is a quarterly publication providing coverage of Richmond's art and music scene, offering editorials and opinions about events, people, and happenings. RVA Magazine is available at many local coffeehouses, bookstores, and retailers throughout the city. You may find RVA Mag on Facebook, Twitter, and at rvamag.com. Thank you, RVA Magazine. Do you really love movies? Originally founded in 1999, the James River Film Society is devoted to the art of film and film as art. JRFS supports independent media artists and enthusiasts through regular public screenings, classes, workshops, and access to equipment, information, and resources, as well as their annual James River Film Festival. To learn about the society, upcoming events, and available resources, and how you can get involved, you can visit jamesriverfilm.org. You are listening to Cause and Effect. I am Lightning's Girl. Tonight's show, as if you couldn't tell by now, is all about David Lynch. Behind me is Boren and Der Club of Gore, a song called Midnight Walker off of Sunset Mission. They are a newer group from Germany and definite followers of David Lynch. This could easily be in any of David's films. I'm going to go back into music because I have so much stuff to play. He has so many films and so much great material to pick from. So I'm going to start with some more of the vintage rock and roll. So what better way to do so than with Roy Orbison in Dreams?
The Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, and just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is alright. I close my eyes, then I drift away into the magic night. I softly say a silent prayer, like dreamers do. Then I fall asleep to dream my dreams of you. In dreams I walk with you. Dreams I talk to you. In dreams you're mine. All of the time we're together. In dreams, but can't help it if I cry. I remember that you said
Let yourself be heard this Hello Weekend blasts off as WRIR presents its fourth annual Monster Masquerade, October 28th at the Camel. DJs start at 9 p.m. The 27 Club will resurrect the ghosts of dead 27 rock stars, from Winehouse to Morrison to Cobain. The post-punk sounds of Canary, O Canary will swirl like Death Eaters. Beats and atmospherics will be spun by DJ Perry of Soul Power and Midnight Solstice, DJ Gleasonide of The Lounge, and Jesse Split and Joanna O, Turnstile Sound System. Get into the spirit and hide your looks behind a mask, wig, or face paint. There will be prizes for the best mask and best costume. The WRIR Monster Masquerade is part of RVA Magazine's Halloween. Cover is a $5 to $10 donation to benefit WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
You're tuned into WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond. I am Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect. And tonight's set is all about David Lynch, the music from a soundtrack, some of his solo material, and a handful of his followers. I am so excited to be able to do this. A couple of fun facts for you. The very first show I did for RIR several years ago was from 1 a.m. until 3 a.m., and it was called Wrapped in Plastic, which is a Twin Peaks reference. And my talkover music was often... Actually, I I opened pretty much every show with this particular song, which is Audrey's Dance. We all have our favorite Twin Peaks gal. Audrey was mine. And this is Angelo Badalamenti from the soundtrack of Twin Peaks. We heard sort of a mashup I did. I am such a nerd for Twin Peaks that I wasn't satisfied with just playing either the Wedding Present version or the Julie Cruise version from Twin Peaks. So I mashed them up together on my computer. And somehow it ended up sounding like Yaesu to me or something. So that is not how either song sounds. Obviously, the Wedding Present is the rock version. The Julie Cruise version is much more of a shoegaze, quieter, dreamy version, but together, not bad, right? We heard Bobby Vinton before that with Blue Velvet. They had originally actually re-recorded Blue Velvet for the movie because they didn't think they could afford to license the original version. And so they had Angelo, who David Lynch works with for so many of his films. They had him rewrite a version that was much slower and spookier, and then brought in Bobby to redo the vocals, and it was two steps down because his voice changed, so he couldn't sing it the original way. And David just hated the way it sounded with the film. He thought it was a great version of the song, but just not appropriate for his film Blue Velvet. So they ended up dishing out the money and sticking with the original. We heard Dirty Beaches before that with True Blue. He's a one-man band from Montreal, openly inspired by David Lynch. In fact, that song is inspired by Blue Velvet, and it sounds like it's actually coming through an old radio or something. Very old-timey for a new recording. We heard Roy Orbison at the beginning of the set with In Dreams, also used in Blue Velvet 1986. That set goes out to Miss Sarah Aducci. Another interesting fact about David Lynch, I pulled up a couple of fun facts for this show. David literally lived on the set of the film for Eraserhead, as he put all of his time and money into the film, so he didn't have any money for things like rent of a home, so he lived on the set. And if you've seen the movie, I can't even imagine how one lives in that environment, but somehow if there was a person who could pull it off, I could picture David doing just that. Another fun fact is he lived all over America growing up. And the closest to us is he went to high school in Alexandria, Virginia, which I didn't know till I started working on this show. So let's get back to some more music. Again, tonight's theme is David Lynch, and I'm going to kick things off with Baby Please Don't Go by them from the Wild at Heart soundtrack.
So baby, please don't go yet. holler all aboard. Take my seat right way back and watch this train move down the track.
She's the woman with the flying feet. She's the one that walks around the store. She's the one that yells, "More, more, more." Bebop-a-lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-lula, I don't want maybe.
Bebop-a-lula, she's my baby. I'm a baby, I'm a baby, I'm a baby.
Let's rock again now.
Thank you.
hello again, friends. I'm Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect, all about David Lynch. We just heard Angelo Badalamenti with three actors from Twin Peaks doing the vocals. So the character James, who is played by James Marshall, Lara Flynn Boyle, who played Donna, and Cheryl Lee as Maddie, who also played the star of Twin Peaks. We had, and the song is called Just You and I, and of course, the star of Twin Peaks being Laura Palmer. Nicolas Cage, before that, believe it or not, the actor, singing Love Me Tender, the Elvis tune, Wild at Heart soundtrack from 1990. We also heard Gene Vincent. This was actually a little Wild at Heart section. We heard Bebopalula from that same movie. And my favorite song from that soundtrack is Coco Taylor's version of Up in Flames. Just unbelievably scalding hot song. Gorgeous. Sonny Boy Williamson with Bring It On Home. And that is from the Mulholland Drive soundtrack 2001. And them at the beginning of the set with Baby Please Don't Go. Behind me is the Casa Loma Orchestra. Also from the Wild at Heart soundtrack, Smoke Rings. One more David Lynch fun fact. While David attended the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts in Philadelphia in college, his roommate was Peter Wolfe, who was the former lead singer of the Jake Isles Band. Who knew that there could be a connection between Jake Isles Band and David Lynch? I certainly did not. We're going to play another track from the Twin Peaks series. This is a song called Sycamore Trees, which is, I believe, played during one of the Black Lodge scenes. Absolutely terrifyingly spooky, haunting version sung by Jimmy Scott, who is indeed a man and sounds a lot like a woman. Just, I dare anybody to listen to this song and not be wowed. So here you go, Sycamore Trees.
I got idea, man. You take me for a walk under the sycamore tree. The dark trees that blow, baby, in the dark trees that blow, and I'll see you, and you'll
I'll see you in the tree. The sycamore tree.
Man sieht ihn um die Kirche schleichen. Seit einem Jahr ist er allein. Die Trauer nahm ihm alle Sinne. Schläft jede Nacht bei ihrem Stein.
Zum zweiten Mal kommst du mir. Doch bei dir. secrets travel, I start to believe if I were to leave, pink sky, the man shakes his hands held high. Cruise me, yacht, cruise me, babe. A blonde leaf beyond, beyond, beyond. No return, no return.
It is 8 o'clock. You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond. You just heard David Lynch, the man of the 2 hours, with Good Day Today. That's taken from a 2010 single. He has lots of obsessions, lots of reoccurring themes. David's always been very interested in sort of factory industrial sounds, electricity. So it kind of makes sense that he would end up sort of leaning towards industrial music and electronic music. It's sort of brings all of those concepts together and leave it to David Lynch to make a pop song that, you know, it sort of has some bleak lyrics happening, but then there's also gunfire mixed into the beats. I mean, just so Lynch. We heard David Bowie with I'm Deranged from Lost Highway. And Lost Highway, to me, was the moment where I realized that David Lynch wasn't a one-trick pony as far as his soundtracks go. He used Trent Reznor, who's behind me right now playing Driver down. I mean, not behind me, actually, in the studio. That would be amazing. He used him as the producer for the soundtrack of Lost Highway. And with Trent comes lots of industrial, much more masculine, tough guy soundtrack stuff than David is usually well known for. So it's personally not my favorite, but I have to appreciate that it's a big part of what David Lynch loves. And we heard Rammstein with, I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce this right, Hirata Mich. It's a Rammstein song, again, from Lost Highway. And in interviews, he talks about Rammstein being his favorite band of all time. So yeah, he loves Angelo Badalamenti. He loves Julie Cruz. He loves lots of dreamy female vocal stuff. But the guy loves Rammstein. Who knew? Barry Adamson, classic composer guy, with Mr. Eddie's theme, also in Lost Highway from 1997. And the beginning of the set was Sycamore Trees from Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me soundtrack, with Jimmy Scott doing the most heartbreaking vocals of all time. I'm going to go into some more David Lynch music. This is a track called Ghost of Love, and it was in his 2007 film Inland Empire. And again, you can sort of hear him moving away from some of the more traditional dreamy pop music you can snap your fingers to and shuffle around with. This is more really truly rooted in industrial music and some dance music. Okay, maybe you can snap your fingers to this.
So strange, what love does. We'll be right back.
Henrico County Recreation and Parks and the On the Air Radio Players are holding a script writing contest. They're looking for original scripts for a mystery, suspense, sci-fi, comedy, melodrama, or detective radio play. The winning writers will receive a cash prize and see their scripts performed on stage in front of a live audience. The deadline for submissions is February 29th. Full details and rules are on the internet at OTARP.com. And I have to wonder why something with a February 29th kill date was in the front of the book. So my guess is that probably happened already, and I'll have to double check that because I'm guessing that this was just misplaced in the book. But let's talk about what we just heard. Behind me right now is David Lynch with John Neff. The record was called Blue Bob, and this track is called Mountains Falling. And basically, the whole theme of this record is based on the pounding machinery of the smokestack industry, yet another Lynch obsession, and then the raw, amplified birth of rock and roll. John Neff is a sound engineer, producer, and musician that David Lynch has worked with in the past. We heard before that Dark Night of the Soul with Danger Mouse and Sparkle Horse featuring David Lynch on vocals there. The album featured a ton of people, Shins, Flaming Lips, Super Furry Animals, Granddaddy, Strokes, Pixies, Iggy Pop, the vocalist from The Cardigans, Suzanne Vega, Vic Chestnut, some more people. A couple of kind of darker points about this record is Mark from Sparkle Horse. This was actually the final album completed before his suicide in March of 2010. And then it's actually, I believe, one of the final works of Vic Chestnut before his suicide. Let's see. We also heard Julie Cruz with Until the End of the World, the Voice of Love record. I think that was her second release. And she was practically the voice for David Lynch and Angelo Badalamenti. She really exemplified that sort of dreamy quality he was looking for, especially in the early 90s and the Twin Peaks stuff. We heard Moby with Shot in the Back of the Head, Wait for Me record, from the Wait for Me record. It was inspired by David Lynch, and there's a great video of Lynch and Moby sitting together. David ended up doing the video for that track, and I love the fact that Moby, whenever he writes a certain song that he thinks David might like, he forwards it in hopes that maybe he'll react, and this time around, David liked it enough to want to actually film a video for it. And at the beginning of that set was David Lynch with Ghost of Love. And I think, is that the door that keeps on flashing? Sorry, it's really distracting. Yeah, there's somebody at the door. It's like an endless strobe light in my face going on while I'm on air. And buzzer sounding. It's very exciting in the studio. And we heard the Ghost of Love song I mentioned earlier is from the Inland Empire soundtrack 2007. I want to thank Tim for tuning in tonight and calling and saying that he's listening to the show. It's always nice to know that somebody out there is paying attention. Again, tonight's whole show is about the music of David Lynch. I'm not much of a Halloween person, so this is about as close as I can come to doing some sort of spooky, interesting, seasonally appropriate material. So let's get back into some more music. I'm going to play a track by Jocelyn Montgomery, and a song is called Et Idio. And this is actually a recording of 12th century mystic music of Hildegard von Bingen. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. Who was actually a Benedictine nun. And though she was considered a saint, but I don't think she was actually formally canonized as such. But anyway, there are all versions of songs that she had done from the 12th century. And so it's David Lynch production with Jocelyn singing and really, really beautiful renditions of these songs. And so let's go into that and I'll stop yapping.
Thank you. Thank you. For something that'll fit your ears just right? Then tune into Paul's Boutique. Choice cuts hand-selected by me, DJ Paul G. Thursdays from 9 to 11 p.m. here on WRIR 97.3 LPFM, Richmond Independent Radio.
To WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond. I am Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect. We have about 20 minutes left before Paul's Boutique, as you just heard that little announcement, will be up next. I am thankful that I got a phone call confirming the fact that the Henrico County Recreation and Parks and the On the Air Radio Players script writing contest is in fact happening now. They're just very, very ahead of the ball game. So you do in fact have until the end of February of next year to get your script done. So just want to come back and let you know that is in fact happening. And the address again, because there were so many buzzers and stuff going off that it was a little overwhelming, is otarp.com for more information there. Let's see. We have heard Krista Bell with Real Love from a record called This Train. It was produced by David Lynch. And as you can tell, yeah, he made lots of really cool movies. But David has been really interested in music and being a part of writing and producing for quite some time. And this is actually a just released. And part of the packaging for this, the photography, was also done by David Lynch. So really, his very distinctive audio stamp is all over this record. I guess it's been written over the course of 13 years. So not only did he do the art and the photography, but I mean, he was writing and developing this whole record for her. I don't know how this man must not sleep. Maybe that's why he loves coffee and has his own coffee bean line, because he's pretty much just up 24 hours a day doing cool, crazy stuff. We heard Still Corners before that with I Wrote in Blood. And it's not very often that Mr. Sunshine and I play the same band back-to-back two shows, but this time it actually happened. We both not only played Still Corners, but played the very same song. So that's really unusual, and I'm sorry that happened. But, you know, I work on my shows for weeks in advance. It's just one of those weird accidental things. Of course, he played them because he focuses on new music, and this is a record that came out on October 11th. It's their debut long player on Sub Pop. And I actually just made the trip to D.C. to see them play at DC9 in a little tiny room to not more than 20 people or so, and they're fantastic. Really made me kind of homesick for the band Broadcast, very much along the same lines. And it's funny hearing it tucked in to a different radio show. It sounds like one sort of thing, but then tucked within a bunch of David Lynch stuff, you can definitely hear that sort of ethereal, goth, dream doom thing happening. And speaking of dream doom, we heard Chelsea Wolfe, who the song is called Moses. Spooky drone stuff, very PJ Harvey, some Zola Jesus. She is from LA, and I'd like to thank Talia for turning me on to her. And it just so happened that it worked perfectly into this set. And at the beginning was Jocelyn Montgomery with Et Idio. And I can't say enough how much David Lynch has ended up influencing a lot of modern day underground artists who are interested in sort of that underbelly, dark, seedy, dreamy thing. We were all raised on David Lynch films, and it sounds like his soundtracks have sort of worked their way into a subconsciousness, and now it's starting to show up in all sorts of music. Behind me was Twin Peaks' Fire Walk With Me soundtrack, The Pink Room. Again, Angelo Badalamonte had done most of the work from the Twin Peaks related things. And a really good David Lynch fun fact. David Lynch was asked to do Fast Times at Ridgemont High, but turned it down, saying it really wasn't his style. And I'm trying to imagine what the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High would look like if David Lynch had directed it. I can't imagine it. There are horses, stoplights. I can't begin to guess what that would have been like. So back to more music. We're going to hear Ariana DeLawari with Her Legacy. This was also produced by David Lynch and is on his record label that just happens to be also called David Lynch MC. It was recorded in both Kabul and Los Angeles. So here we go, more music. Don't you leave me.
stopped as he stood before her body. Mama, don't want you to go. Everything that I know. Mama, don't want you to go. Legacy is mine.
Thank you.
Well, we're just in the last 5 minutes of Cause and Effect, and then Paul's Boutique is up next. I've had such a great time playing all of my favorite David Lynch soundtrack music, lots of his solo stuff, his collaborations, music inspired by him. Out of all of his projects, I'm definitely most obsessed with Twin Peaks, but it's been a pleasure to be able to share my nerdiness and passion for that soundtrack stuff tonight. A big thank you to all of my Facebook friends who offered suggestions for the show. That would be Greta and Sean, Graham, Willie, Sarah G. So thank you guys so much for all the suggestions. So much great stuff to pick from. We just heard a track from Pluriman. The album was called Dreams Top from 2003. And that particular shoegazy gorgeousness was Noise Academy. And the vocalist is Julie Cruz. So not only is Pluriman a great example of sort of synthesized, shoegazy, dreamy music, but with Julie Cruz on vocals, since she's worked with David Lynch so often in the past on so many levels, between acting and things, doing play productions, and singing with him, I had to play that track. Though she's actually done a couple pieces with Pluriman, all of which are pretty darn gorgeous. Next week, JJ is taking over Cause and Effect, and he's doing a Halloween show. And get it? Ween? Clever. That guy is funny. So if you're a Ween fan or a Halloween fan, that show is for you. And at the beginning of the set, we heard Ariana Delawari with her Legacy. Hopefully I'm not slaughtering her name too badly there. And that was a track produced by David Lynch and released on David's label, David Lynch MC. Again, David has a new record coming out called Crazy Clown Time on November 7th. That sounds a whole lot like it could be a Crispin Glover record title, too. It's on Sunday's Best Recordings. And let's see, I'm going to end actually with a song that is by a band David has done many interviews with and talked about just absolutely loving. And I was sort of surprised. I have yet to fully grasp what makes this band particularly David Lynch perfection, but he just liked their sort of honest storytelling styling. But without further ado, Paul's Boutique up next. This is Au Revoir Simone with Through the Backyards.
Thank you. week of Art for Janice. The number is 718.